Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey everyone, it's Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing we call life. And let's be real, life can feel like a never-ending whirlwind sometimes, right? You've got work deadlines, family commitments, social obligations, maybe even that side hustle you're trying to juggle, it's enough to make your head spin. Ever feel like you're constantly running on fumes, barely keeping up with everything thrown your way? That, my friends, is the classic sign of boundaries gone wild. Today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart. Setting healthy boundaries and priorities. Because trust me, it's not about being selfish or saying no to everything. It's about creating space for what truly matters, protecting your energy, and ultimately living a more fulfilling life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house unannounced, right? Well, why are we so quick to let every demand and distraction waltz into our lives without permission? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you reclaim your time and sanity. Number 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are the absolute core values that drive you? What activities bring you joy and fulfillment? Once you've pinpointed those, make them non-negotiable on your schedule. Think of it like this. Imagine your life as a pie chart. You wouldn't want to dedicate 80% of your pie to tasks that drain you and leave only 20% for the things that truly light you up, would you? No. You want that pie balance, with ample slices dedicated to your passions and priorities. Number 2. Learn to say no gracefully. This doesn't mean being rude or dismissive. It means politely declining requests that don't align with your goals or values. Remember, saying yes to everything is a recipe for burnout. Ever had one of those days where you felt like you were juggling a million things at once? Yeah, me too. But sometimes, the key to finding peace is knowing when to step back and prioritize what truly matters. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to carry an entire grocery store on your back, right? Number 3. Communicate your boundaries clearly. This can feel uncomfortable at first, but it's essential for setting healthy expectations. Let people know your limits in a clear and respectful way. Remember, true friends and loved ones will understand and respect your boundaries. Think of it like this. You wouldn't want to be stuck in a relationship where your feelings weren't heard or respected. Number 4. Embrace the power of me time. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's reading, taking a walk in nature, practicing yoga, or simply enjoying a cup of coffee in silence. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put gas in a car without checking the fuel gauge, right? And finally, number 5. Be patient with yourself. Establishing healthy boundaries takes time and practice. Don't be discouraged if you slip up occasionally. Just keep practicing and remember that every small step forward is a victory. Think of it like this. Learning a new skill takes time and effort just like anything worth mastering. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a bright, ambitious woman who always says yes to everything. She's juggling work deadlines, family commitments, volunteer activities, and social events all while trying to squeeze in some self-care. Sound familiar? Now imagine Sarah finally starts setting boundaries. She politely declines some extra work projects, prioritizes quality time with her loved ones, and makes time for a weekly yoga class. Suddenly, she has more energy, feels less stress, and is actually enjoying life more. See what I mean? So, there you have it, 5 actionable steps to help you reclaim your time, energy, and sanity. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about creating space for what truly matters in your life. This week, challenge yourself to implement one of these tips. Maybe you say no to that extra commitment or carve out some dedicated me time. I promise you won't regret it. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. Use the hashtag #ComOverChaos. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this journey to a more balanced and fulfilling life. Until next time, stay calm, prioritize what matters, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.